Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business will be this evening's agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
No.
Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, I move that be approved as printed.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Mills that we approve this evening's agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion so carried. Mr. Burrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are 10 hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. It's not necessary that you speak, though, in order to record your approval or disapproval, as the board may ask for a show of hands one way or the other. The board may ask questions of anyone who does speak. And once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we'd ask that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow. First case, please.
Case number 9591, Daryl Hudson, east of Route 30, 670 feet north of Kawan Drive, a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel. Name and address.
Daryl Hudson, 11 Kawan Drive, Georgetown.
For testimony about the true precious knowledge.
I affirm to do so, yes.
Good evening, sir.
Hi.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Well, I'm here as a result of a decision by the Planning and Zoning back in June. I requested a subdivision to create a building lot for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And that was approved in concept based on the condition that I get a variance approved by the Board of Adjustment. And my property is landlocked essentially with road frontage that's on the cul-de-sac of Kawan Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And a 30-foot setback, if you divide that in so that there will be equal road frontage, then that would only give us, I think it's 80 feet, or about 85 feet. And we're requesting mm-hmm. about a 14-foot variance. And the Planning and Zoning also asked me to have a site evaluation done for septic purposes, and that was completed. I don't know whether the Planning and Zoning received a copy of that or Board of Adjustment, but I have a copy here.
Did you receive?
And it was approved or recommended that a standard gravity fed system be installed.
Okay.
This is an 11 acre parcel that you're going to cut 3/4 out of?
Yes.
So you say you had this approved in concept pending on it coming before the board for theirs. Okay. Did you have one of those?
No, I did not.
Do you need that one or not? Or you said he sent one to the office or?
Probably to the office. Probably need to give it to the director.
A copy to the Planning
office.
And Zoning
office. The office. Yeah, the director, if you will. Sure. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions from the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here?
My wife and daughter.
Oh, yeah, there's two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think because of the position of the lot to the cul-de-sac, certainly makes it unique. I'll see where it'll substantially alter the character of the neighborhood and be a minimum to afford relief. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9591.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9591. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes,
thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Case number